From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed somewhere in the Sea of Japan early today.
North Korea's most recent missile launch is absolutely intolerable.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Abe, alongside President Trump, with whom he had been meeting at Mr. Trump's vacation home in the state of Florida, President Trump said the U.S. stands by its ally Japan 100%. North Korea missile launch was the first since Mr. Trump became president in January. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. One of the raids took place in Austin, Texas. Delia Garza is a member of the city council. She talked about the treatment of immigrants at places where they work.
The video I saw this morning was a man on his knees at a Whataburger. I mean, that is a very horrible optic thing for families to see, for children to see.
Spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the raids targeted criminal illegals, noting the arrest were part of a routine action. Mr. Trump issued an executive order last month to crack down on the estimated 11 million immigrants living illegally in the United States. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold of al-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration that was taking place near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left several dead and hundreds wounded. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr supporters after reports they were trying to advance on the area where government institutions, including Parliament and the Prime Minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says he expects the Islamic State will be expelled from the towns and cities of Iraq this year.
I am delighted to see East Mosul now liberated and people returning to that city, and the operation to liberate West Mosul about to begin. And I congratulate the Iraqi forces and the Peshmerga on the role they have played in allowing the people of Mosul back to their homes to live in freedom again.
Fallon also said he expects operations to retake Raqqa in Syria can begin by the summer. Fallon was on a visit to Baghdad and Erbil, meeting with Iraqi and Kurdish leaders and commanders of the coalition against the Islamic State. Britain is a member of that coalition and has contributed intelligence, air power, infantry training, and some of its special forces to the fight. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people, wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. The court charged Abdulgadir Masharipov with belonging to the Islamic State and for being in possession of heavy weapons, attempting to destroy constitutional order, and murder. In a separate incident linked to the Islamic State, it is being reported a court in southern Turkey has charged two suspected IS terrorists with plotting to carry out what they described as a sensational attack in Europe. Al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, and a dawn attack today, military sources estimating that about 50 soldiers, government soldiers, were stationed in each of those two camps. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.